Jersey TV.
I'm not saying for sure. I'm not saying for sure that the Antichrist wears boxer shorts. But I think that he does. And I think that he's wearing them now. Yeah, as we speak. The Antichrist is somewhere ready to take the world stage. The reason I thought of this is because it's so incredible. Well, it's not incredible, but it is difficult to believe that these could be the end times prophesied by John, by Paul, by Isaiah, by Ezekiel, by all of them. This is the time that they all looked forward to. And yet, doesn't it seem to you like we should be living in a Jetson world? Doesn't it seem to you like we should be in floating cars and every single inch of the earth should be occupied by skyscrapers? I was at Publix today and I was buying a chicken. A frickin' chicken. And I'm buying the frickin' chicken, and I'm thinking, this is in my soul, not in my spirit. I'm thinking, how could these be the end times? It's just too ordinary. I mean, shouldn't human beings be more advanced by now? Shouldn't there be so much progress that the Antichrist would be like a machine? The Antichrist should be this technological contraption, almost like a robot. But no, the Antichrist wears boxer shorts. It's so incredible. This is why so many people can't believe that we're in the end times. I mean, but the difference between these times and other times is technology. But this technology has not afforded us floating cars. But this is what it has afforded us. The electronic transfer of money. Because it is the consolidation of wealth. The easy consolidation of wealth that will mark the power and the authority of the beast. The power and authority of the beast rests on money. And never before in the history of the world has money been so easy to consolidate. And that's not all. That's not all. The other technology would be the technology required to keep track of people, to put the entire human race in a database, to check on whether or not they belong to the beast system. That has never been possible before. To electronically categorize people. I mean, they're doing it in China with face recognition, but that's primitive compared to what's happening here. In the United States, it's as simple as being able to keep track of everyone that has the VC. You've been with me long enough, you know what that means. I can't say the words because I'll be edited and deleted and canceled because you're not supposed to talk about certain things. And the reason we know this is the end times is that this is not simply a local problem, it's a world issue. It's a world problem where everyone is being categorized electronically. You're in a database. They know who you are. They can keep track of you. They know whether you're obedient. They will know whether you have gotten the VC or not. So in that sense, technology is necessary to keep track of everybody. This was never possible before. But there's not enough technology to totally change the landscape. So the landscape still has people wearing underwear. This blows my mind. That people are wearing underwear and buying chickens. It shouldn't be this way in my mind. It's just too commonplace. And this is the deception. And Jesus put his finger on it. Our Lord and Savior put his finger on it. When he said it'll be as the days of Noah. Wait a minute. You're telling me, my Lord and Savior, that in the year 2000 plus, it will be as in the days of Noah? How can 2,000 years of progress, actually it's not been 2,000 years of progress, it's only been about 200 years of progress, but how can that not make a difference? How can it possibly be today as it was in the days of Noah? Wasn't that primitive day? Wasn't that an ancient day? Wasn't that a day so far away that none of us can even fathom it or relate to it? No. Do you know why? Because they wore underwear then too. They might have worn boxer shorts. I don't know, but they wore underwear. And so the human condition has not changed. No matter how hard they try, they can't turn humans into robots. No matter how hard they try, they can't mix human beings with technology. There's conspiracy theories out there that this has happened, but I don't believe it. Just don't believe that. They want to. They're trying to. But they won't because of what Jesus said. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. It's similar in that humanity is humanity. And this is the stumbling block for many people to understand that we are living in the days prophesied by John. It's really humiliating when you think about it, that we're still wearing underwear. It's really humiliating. And the phenomenon, again, of the scriptures is that all these epic events that you read of are only the highlights. Do you know how many things are happening between the lines in the scriptures? We think of the old days, we think of the Roman days, the Roman Empire, it's these cruel, horrible, terrible days. And it was a cruel culture, yes. It was a culture that crucified people and crucified the Son of God. And yet, two blocks away from Golgotha, two blocks away from the Mount of Olives where our Lord was sweating blood, a Jewish family was having dinner, and their kids were brushing their teeth, just like kids do today, and life carried on as it always does. That hasn't changed. That's the humiliating part. And when you think about it, the most epic thing in world history, the coming of Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Look what he did. Was that technical enough for you? Saving the world, despoiling sovereignties and authorities among the celestials. I believe they're probably technically advanced. And it happened during a time in history where people were going around on horse carts, riding their donkeys. And this thing happened that was so technologically advanced. Now see, I look at technology not just in the sense of machinery, of metal, of nuts and bolts, but because that's really not technology. We're going to look back on the things that we consider technology today, and we're going to be really embarrassed. The technology I'm talking about is spiritual technology. Magnificent intelligence. That's technology. And that is also the same today as it was then. Because, as I said, the most highly spiritually technological thing that ever happened in the first century, when people were eating their cereal out of stone pots and making a fire in order to cook their food. So why should we be surprised? But I stumbled today when I was at Publix buying the chicken. I stumbled today. I looked around. Life seemed so ordinary. People were pushing carts. I said, is this the 21st century? Or like 52 BC? People are pushing their food in carts with wheels out into the parking lot. Very embarrassing. And the people who were doing it were wearing underwear. Every single one of them. Well, there are probably a few notable exceptions, but I did not inquire thereof or thereto. And so, here I am. I'm sitting outside in a fairly significant city in the United States, Fort Lauderdale. Downtown is like a mile and a half that way. Not inside my door, but that way. Once in a while, when I make videos outside, you can hear the jets taking off out here. But I'm sitting in the still of night. Look at this. Look how quiet it is. And yet, what is happening among the celestials? What is happening in the spiritual world? What battles are being fought as I speak above? We know that the angel Gabriel was sent to inform Daniel of the times of Israel. And Gabriel was withstood by the prince of Persia. The prince of Persia was no earthly magnate or magistrate. No, the prince of Persia was a celestial being who withstood him. I mean, that blows away any high-tech CGI marvels that we see on the silver screen today. And yet it was happening in the years BC, maybe 1,000 years, 1,500 years before Christ. And so the same thing is happening today above our heads. Yet here I sit in Fort Lauderdale. Do I know about it? Do I perceive it? No. But it's going on. And the game is on. The events that will lead up to the return of Christ. These events are on. They're happening as we speak with the 10 nations, with the one world government being formed, with the beast rising. And the beast, again, John pictured it. John saw this incredibly ugly monster. It was like a dragon. And he saw this harlot riding on the back of this 10-headed monster. But as it is manifested on the earth, it's being enacted by men in boxer shorts. Okay, the beast seen by John, the 10-headed monster, the amalgamation of the four major religions of the earth, headed by the man of lawlessness. The most epic scenes you can picture leading to the return of Jesus Christ to the earth are being executed by men wearing boxer shorts. It's so common, it's so ordinary that anyone would miss it. It's the same when Jesus Christ was on earth. Anyone would miss him. It was too common. It was too ordinary. Only one with spiritual insight could perceive that it was even happening. We have spiritual insight, and we know it's happening because we are 5,993 years from Adam, and there are 7 years left to the coming of Jesus Christ, I believe. And think of this. Even when Christ returns, the most epic thing that everyone's been looking forward to that will inaugurate the 1,000 years of peace on the earth, Yes, it will be accompanied by what? What will it be accompanied by? Strobe lights? Dolby sound? Surround sound? Laser show? No. It will be accompanied by lightning and thunder. Ladies and gentlemen, lightning and thunder have been around since the creation, since the recreation of the earth in Genesis. How ancient are these things? And yet these things are the things that endure. And these things will announce the coming of Christ. And he'll descend from the heavens. And he will come among his holy ones. Not with, among. That's a big mistranslation there. He will come among his holy ones. They will be waiting for him. It's not like he's coming down with his holy ones. It's a mistranslation. It's a mistranslation. People think that we, the body of Christ, the only ones who will be made immortal at that time, will be coming with Christ. I mean, we might. But the translation is he's coming among the holy ones. The holy ones on the earth at that time will be the 144,000 in the vast throng. They will be waiting for him. Just a sea of people as he descends in their midst with great signs, great wonders. And what do the trials, what do the bowls and the thunders, the scrolls of Revelation contain? Natural things. The water turns to blood, hailstones, the sun is darkened, then it scorches, the locusts coming out of the submerged chaos. All natural things, but supernaturally controlled. The coming of Christ and the tribulation preceding it, there's no tanks involved. There's no lasers. There's no sharks with laser beams on their heads. It's things that have existed since the dawn of the Aeonian times. This is why, in spite of the fact that people were buying chicken today at Publix and pushing it in carts, this is why that in no way precludes the fact that these are the times of the end and we're very, very near the return of Christ. The only thing we need technology for is the consolidation of wealth and the categorizing of the inhabitants of the earth. Other than that, rockets, cars, computers. Well, you need the computers to consolidate the wealth. You need the computers to track human beings and categorize them and know whether or not they belong to the beast system. But other than that, these are just like the days of Noah. Don't fool yourself. Don't kid yourself. We're in some wild Jetson technological world. And don't kid yourself either that it has to be anything but that. Don't kid yourself that we need floating cities. We need half humans, half robots in order for the end times to be here, in order for the man of lawlessness to be manifest. No. It happens in the ordinary moments of life. It happens during the ordinary moments of life. And that is the confluence of our days and the days of Noah. It's that people are the same. Life is going on to most people as it has for millennia. And as it was for the day, as it was for those people in the days of Noah, they are unaware. They're ignorant of what is happening in the spiritual world, because what is happening in the spiritual world is silent. It doesn't make any noise. It doesn't present itself with any type of manifestation that can be perceived by the five senses. No, it takes spiritual sensitivity. It takes spiritual, not even sensitivity, forget that. Spiritual knowledge, spiritual insight, believing the words of God. That's what it takes to understand what is happening as we speak in this day prophesied by John.